what does it look like I'm doing? I'm cleaning out your... Ooh, calm down, calm down. I'm just cleaning out the closet. It's fine. Calm down. God, you're... Why are you panicking so much? Okay, just take a deep breath. It's fine. I know your secret. You have nothing to hide from me. It's fine. I know that you like coffee. I've known that for a while. I got over it. I love you. It's fine. Just calm down. God. You're so... Why are you so panicked? Look, when you asked me to move in, I could not say yes fast enough because... Oh, I love you. I really do. But you have to admit, it's a little bit cramped with my stuff and your stuff. Yeah, it's a bit cramped in here. And yet we have this closet, which we could be using, and it's just full of crap. Just full of coffee and a fancy coffee machine. Why isn't it in the kitchen? I mean, it makes no sense. And I mean, look at it. It's got all these buttons and these... What do you mean? It's just a coffee... I'm not going to break it. Look. Stop. It's fine. It's just... Oh, it's clicked. Is it meant to make a sound like... Why is the wall... Is that a false wall? That's a really big closet. That's not a coffee machine, is it? What do you mean don't? What do you mean don't go in there? The wall just rolled back. Of course I'm gonna go in there. What? This place is massive! Can't believe that you just... You had this... The... Darling, what is this place? What's that over there? That costume in the glass case. Is that a Captain Cappuccino costume? And that's the car. The Cappuccino mobile. And there's a perfectly reasonable explanation for this, isn't there? I mean, this... Why does a coffee machine in your closet lead to Captain Cappuccino's secret lair? What do you mean it's not a secret lair? Oh, villains have secret lairs. What do heroes have? The Cappuccino cave. Really, that's fine. Why does your closet lead to the Cappuccino cave? And yon. That looks like it would fit you, but. That's ridiculous because you're not Captain Cappuccino because, I mean, you do love your coffee and... But you're not Captain Cappuccino. That's utterly ridiculous. I mean, it's just... There's a perfectly reasonable explanation why your closet goes to the Cappuccino cave. I can't call it that. I can't... I mean, Captain Cappuccino, the Cappuccino... I mean, as names go... What do you mean you like it? Okay, this is going to be a really stupid question. I know, this is utterly ridiculous. Just bear with me. You're not Captain Cappuccino, are you? Why have you got that face on? No, 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 please don't make that face. No, 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 don't say it. No, 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 no. You are Captain Cappuccino. Oh, fuck. Please tell me you're joking. Please say this is some elaborate Halloween April Fool's joke on... You are Captain Cappuccino. You were going to tell me. You were going to tell me. Oh my. I can't. It explains the coffee. It does. This is not good. This is really bad. Oh, you have no idea how bad this is. Your Captain Cappuccino. Your bloody Captain Cappuccino. Oh, my God. How? Oh, fuck. This is not good. I cannot be in a relationship with Captain Cappuccino. It just, I can't. I am okay with the coffee drinking. I can accept that. I can accept you being a coffee drinker. I just can't accept you being Captain Cappuccino. Because you have a cappuccino cave. And a cappuccino mobile. I mean, when it okay. Let's just deal with one thing first. Captain Cappuccino. Really? As names go, it's a little, how can I put this? It's a little shit. Yes, I'm focusing on the name. I'm dealing with a lot right now. Cap, you like the nickname Cap. I cannot be in a relationship with Captain Cappuccino. No, 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 no. This cannot be happening. What do you mean, what's the problem? You're Captain Bloody Cappuccino. It's a problem. What do you mean you didn't think I'd react like this? Okay, how did you think I was going to react? Shock? I think I'm fairly shocked. Happy to be the girlfriend of a superhero. I was just happy being your girlfriend. I didn't need... Oh, this just makes everything so complicated. Oh, it's not your secret identity. I have no problem with a secret identity. I deal with that every day. What? I mean, I can cope with that. It's fine. It's just a shock. The shock of finding out that you're Captain Cappuccino. I mean, I never thought your cappuccino cave would be connected to your apartment. I mean, that's kind of stupid. I've been looking for this place for years, but I'm in shock. I'm babbling. I'm not making any sense. It's fine. Okay. I can't believe you're Captain Cappuccino. I can't believe that I'm dating someone who has such bad taste in names. It's bad enough having you as a nemesis. I can't have you. What? Nemesis? I didn't say nemesis. No, I'm just in shock. Look, I think you're just... You know what? We're getting away from the point that you've been lying to me for the whole of our relationship, Captain Cappuccino. Why are you looking at me like that? I'm not shifty. I think you'll find that you're the shifty one. Captain Cappuccino with your secret cappuccino cave and your cappuccino. You know what? When I couldn't get home because the train wasn't running and it was raining, you could have used your bloody cappuccino mobile to come and get me, but you chose not to. What kind of... I'm not changing the subject. I'm not hiding something. You're hiding something. You're hiding a secret... A cappuccino cave. And who designed this place? This actually looks really familiar. Was it Doc Silver that designed it? Thought so. He's like a one-trick pony. Every secret lair he designs, it's like... I read about him in an architecture magazine. Yeah. Which one?
Supervillains Monthly?
What?
I didn't say Supervillains Monthly because I would have
no reason to get that magazine. Nemesis. I don't have a nemesis. You have a nemesis. So who's your nemesis? Honey Vixen. Now, Honey Vixen, that's a good name. That is a supervillain who is sexy, as she is classy and smart. What? She's absolutely awful. And I mean, she's your nemesis. I'm on your side. I mean, I'm your girlfriend. I support you against your nemesis, who might have a better name than you, might, you know, have a far sexier motorcycle, might have a better outfit, might, you know, just be generally better than you in every single way, even though you managed to outsmart her at every bloody turn. But no, I'm on your side. I'm absolutely on your side. Since we're talking about it, how do you do that? How do you just happen to defeat her every scheme that she has spent many, many hours planning out, put much thought into, and you just ruin it every time? I mean, you're not that smart. I mean, Cappuccino Cave. How do you do that? I just out of interest, because obviously I'm your girlfriend, so you can tell me. I'm not acting suspiciously. Don't be ridiculous. Supervillain Monthly. Why would I get that? I'm not hiding anything. You're not buying this, are you? I was going to tell you. It's not the kind of thing you drop into a conversation. And I mean, we just took a big step. Moving in together, big step. Telling you I'm a supervillain, much bigger step. This kind of makes it awkward though. I mean, I'm kind of dating my nemesis. And, you know, it's embarrassing enough to have a nemesis called Captain Cappuccino. And now I know you have a Cappuccino Cave. I'm not feeling too good about that. I mean, I went to supervillain college. I was at the top of my class. I'm downright diabolical. I'm Machiavellian. I'm twisted. I'm evil. I'm creative. And I'm sexy. And my nemesis is Captain Cappuccino. And I'm dating my nemesis. Oh my god, everyone's gonna laugh at me. Everyone at the League of Supervillains, they're gonna laugh at me. No. I mean, you can flirt with your nemesis. You can even fuck your nemesis, you know. It's a thing, but you can't date them. You can't live with them. You can't make them chicken soup when they're ill. Oh, you can't cuddle them. You can't cuddle your nemesis. It doesn't. What am I gonna do? I'm dating Captain Cappuccino. I don't. Oh. Wait, you don't have a problem with me being evil? I am really evil. I am. What do you mean I'm cute? I'm not. Excuse me, the Honey Vixen is not cute. You know what? I demand some respect. I am a damn good nemesis. Not everyone has a nemesis that looks this good in leather, yeah? At least I have a proper evil lair, and it's not attached to my apartment. I mean, closet. But seriously, how do you work out all my schemes? I don't want you to solve them. Don't be stupid. Yes, I graduated top of my class. I'm insidious. I do not. That's utterly ridiculous. I don't want you to. What? Of course I'm evil! I wear black leather. I ride a motorcycle. I'm evil. My name is Honey Vixen. What do you mean my heart's not in it? Now you're just being ridiculous. You've been lying to me for the whole of our relationship and... I haven't been lying, I just didn't tell you. There's a difference. I'm evil. I meant to lie. You're a superhero. You're all good and smell nice and really cuddly. And no, you're not cuddly. You're my nemesis. I'm never cuddling you again. Okay, maybe I make my schemes a little bit easier, but that's only because you're not exactly a top-tier superhero. I felt sorry for you is all. I'm evil. I'm really, really evil. I am not cute. What do you mean, what am I gonna do now? Well, I should tell the League. I mean, technically I've found your cappuccino cave. I can't get over that. Your cappuccino cave, and I could... I mean, you're my nemesis. Bum. I'm a terrible supervillain. Oh. I always wanted you to solve my schemes. I mean, I was evil. I was trying. I didn't want to hurt anyone. I didn't really want to damage property, but I didn't want to... They're my friends! I'm not... Okay, maybe I'm a little bit cute. This is terrible. What are we gonna do? What? Are you crazy? Has the coffee gone to your head? See, I knew it wasn't good for you drinking so much coffee. I bloody knew it. Not that I care, because I'm evil and I'm your nemesis and you can... Oh, God. Fuck them. I can't keep it up. Look, that would never work. You don't simply just change sides. You don't take this the wrong way. You're too nice to be an evil. Oh, you want me to change sides? I'm really evil, and that's not really convincing. I can be convincing. I'm evil. I'm intimidating. I'm sinister. Why are you smiling at me? I can't change sides. I can't change sides. I have an evil lair, which is cool. I mean, you know what? I will kidnap you so you can see my evil lair, because it is sexy. It puts this place to shame. I'm sorry, Cappuccino Cave. Really? Really? Cappuccino Cave. Cappuccino Cave. And while we're talking about it, the helmet like a coffee bean. Yes, I love you. I can't believe I'm dating Captain Cappuccino. Bloody. Okay, I might consider changing sides. No. I have conditions. One, we change your name. Something like the Coffee Avenger. See, that's cool. Two, the Cappuccino Cave has to go. This is now a closet. This is space for my clothes and my shoes and my tea collection. No. You can't make me change my name too. Aww. But Honey, Vixen is so sexy. Can I still wear leather? I'm willing to compromise. But this is now a closet. My evil lair is now our secret base. And I don't know. Lady Grey, maybe? Lady Grey. The Coffee Avenger and Lady Grey. That works. I think I'd look good in grey leather. I could get a cape. Ooh, see, I could never have a cape on the butt. You know, this might work. This might work. Okay. Now, we just have to figure a way for me to leave the League of Evil Supervillains. Yeah, that's not gonna be easy. Was I really that bad a supervillain? I mean, I really tried. I was bad, wasn't I? But I looked the part, right? I did. I definitely looked the part. Yeah, I thought so. So what now, Coffee Avenger? I'm not drinking coffee. Cup of tea. Now you're talking.